I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Computer giant IBM is set to go to trial in San Jose, California tomorrow. The company faces accusations that chemicals in its chip-making plants caused cancer in employees in the 1970s and 80s. The case could have ramifications for the entire semiconductor industry. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Madeline.
Tess, is this a typical cancer cluster case?
Somewhat. One side says employees in IBM's semiconductor plants have had higher rates of cancer and death than the general population, proof that the chemicals used in chip making were hazardous, especially in the early days of the computer industry. IBM says there is absolutely no evidence to link those deaths and illnesses directly to the plants and the chemicals used in them. And, of course, statisticians disagree on whether the numbers truly represent cancer clusters. But there is an element that makes this case unique. Here in California, for the most part, employees can't sue their employers. They have to go through the workers' compensation system. So the San Jose lawsuit is actually about whether IBM knew the chemicals were making people sick and covered it up, not whether IBM was negligent at its plants.
And how many plaintiffs are there in this case?
Well, originally there were four. Now there are two. The judge dismissed two of the lawsuits, saying there wasn't enough evidence. The judge also, by the way, said the remaining plaintiffs will not be allowed to use a key piece of evidence, what's called a corporate mortality file. It documents the deaths of 30,000 IBM employees for 30 years up to the year 2000, but the judge said the file would just confuse jurors.
But these aren't the only lawsuits out there. How big a problem is this for IBM?
Well, there are about 250 lawsuits filed by IBM workers in New York, California, and Minnesota. Some of these cases were filed more than 5 years ago. This week's trial marks the first time they will be going before a jury. And depending on the outcome, IBM could be facing sizable punitive damage awards, although the plaintiffs haven't specified yet what kind of money they're looking for. And of course, if IBM loses, we'd likely see lots more lawsuits filed against it.
And what kind of cancers are we talking about?
All kinds, mostly breast cancer, brain cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And some of the lawsuits also allege birth defects in children born to employees. And on a completely unrelated note, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're exploring the pressure the grocery industry is under from Wall Street as the strike continues here in Southern California.
Okay, Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.